Why is it the case that so many Muslims have an FBI story? Why is it the FBI goes over and they pick on Muslims? What's the secret? The FBI knows better than you and I that you have no responsibility to talk to them. Any lawyer will tell you, no matter how innocent you are, you never talk to the FBI. And the reason is clear. The FBI don't advance in their careers when they exonerate you. When they say, I met Hassan, I met Hussein, I checked, I did research, he was innocent. Does the FBI agent rise in the ranks? No. He rises when he proves you guilty. But what happens? The FBI know that they're dealing with a population whose minds have been colonialized. Islamophobia is designed for you and I to allow and get used to other people talking down to us. I'm used to being a second-class citizen. I'm afraid to even exercise my God-given rights. Instead of me telling the FBI, you can't come into my house, you have a warrant? If you do, do your job. Go get the crazies. Why are you here bothering me? Instead of that, we have FBI agents in our own masjids lecturing us. Brothers and sisters, just recently, again, we had another situation with a Hausa student. What happened? Just now. Why? But remember the question, why are they picking on you? They know the rules. Why are they picking on you? They think you're soft. They think you're chumps. Just now we had a situation. Another Hausa student. 6 a.m. in the morning, kick down the doors, guns drawn, canine unit, walk all over his house, men in the front yard, women in the backyard, cross-examination. Why though? They think you're soft. That you as a Muslim, instead of living with dignity, instead of saying, I have God-given rights, you worried about me exercising my constitutional rights? You think I'm gonna talk to you? Why would I talk to you? Any lawyer would tell me I don't, no matter how innocent I am. What does Imam Hussein teach us? Imam Hussein says this, in lam yakun lakum deen. If you have no deen, وَكُنْتُمْ لَا تَخَافُونَ الْمَعَادِ, and you're not afraid of the Akhirah. He says, فَكُونُوا أَحْرَارًا فِي دُنْيَاكُمْ هَذِهِ. In this case, at least be free people. Live with dignity. So what does that mean? Because we do have a responsibility here in America. Yes, the heavy lifting, most of it's done overseas. They're the people who are getting bombed. Do we have a duty before the imam comes? We've got to live with dignity. It's a light load. Living with dignity. Karama. I'm not a second-class citizen. So, proudly I say, without any apology, I am opposed to the foreign policies of the Biden administration. When I watch naked aggression, like what happened to our Palestinian brothers and sisters, I will say, I won't call for restraint from both sides. I will say the Palestinians have a God-given right to resist. I'm gonna say it how it is. Israel is an apartheid state. I, as a Muslim, as a free person, disagree with domestic policies of the Biden administration. I don't agree with the LGBTQ agenda. God defines family values. God! I'm not going to apologize for that. And just because I have a faith-based, principled stance doesn't mean you get to treat me like an animal. You will deal with me with dignity. Allah said, "Laqad karamna bani Adam." God gave me dignity. And I say, like my master said, "Hey, heart min nafillah."